Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a better refuge. And I want to talk to you about two verses from Numbers chapter 35. Here we go. Numbers chapter 35, verses 11 and 12. Ready? You shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die till he stands before the congregation in judgment. In the culture of ancient Israel, it was not left entirely up to the government to bring a murderer to justice. Each extended family had a recognized avenger who ensured that the one who murdered a family member would likewise also be killed. This practice was based upon a correct understanding of Genesis chapter 9, verse 6 that says this, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God, God made man." If properly understood, this system was an effective deterrent to murder, and it wasn't a bad institution. Yet the system had a fatal weakness. What if a death was accidental, yet difficult to prove that it was an accident? We can picture the situation easily. Just imagine, two men are working together chopping down trees, when one man takes a swing of an axe, and the axe head flies off, and it strikes the other man in the head, and it instantly kills him. Now, the surviving man had good reason to believe that the avenger of blood from the dead man's family would track him down and kill him, because he would believe that the death was murder. Therefore, such a man was supposed to flee to a city of refuge in ancient Israel. These were appointed Levitical or priestly cities where he could stay safe from the avenger of blood until the issue was settled, and then he could leave the city of refuge safely. For this reason, God commanded that there be six cities of refuge, with three on one side of the Jordan River and three on the other side of the Jordan River. And each of those three cities would be positioned as north, central, and south. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 3 tells us that proper roads were to be built and maintained to those cities of refuge. You see, the city was no good to the slayer if they couldn't get there quickly. And this meant that the cities were close to everybody, that no one was very far from a city of refuge, which meant a lot if the avenger of blood was chasing you. Now, the scriptures also tell us that anybody, a stranger or a citizen of Israel, anybody who needed to find protection in the city of refuge could. The protection was not limited to the children of Israel. Now, the Bible applies this picture of the city of refuge to the believer finding refuge in God on more than one occasion. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And more than 15 other times, the Psalms speak of God as being our refuge. But the best one is in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. There it says, "That by two unchanging things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us." We can run to Jesus for refuge. Listen, both Jesus and the cities of refuge are within easy reach of the needy person. They're of no use unless someone can actually get to the place of refuge. Both Jesus and the cities of refuge are open to everybody, not just the Israelite. No one needs to fear that they're going to be turned away from the place of refuge in their time of need. Both Jesus and the cities of refuge become a place where the one needs to live if you're going to find refuge there. You didn't come to a city of refuge in a time of need just to look around. And both Jesus and the cities of refuge were the only alternative for the person in need. Without that specific protection, they're going to be destroyed. Both Jesus and the cities of refuge provide protection only within their boundaries. You go outside the cities of refuge, it's going to mean death. You go outside of Jesus, it's going to mean death. With both Jesus and the cities of refuge, full freedom only came with the death of the high priest. And the sacrificial death of Jesus, our high priest, is what gives us full freedom in him. Now, considering all of this, there's still one crucial difference between Jesus and the cities of refuge. The cities of refuge only helped the innocent. But for us, it's the guilty who can come to Jesus and find refuge. Aren't you happy about that? Aren't you happy that Jesus is a better refuge? Run to Jesus as your refuge and protection today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.